I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. This week on The Spark, more anecdotes from Peter Van Acker's recent Cuban adventure.
On the flight over, the guy next to us was an independent tour guide, unaffiliated with our group. And he told us about how he first went to Cuba, and his friend told him, look, when you go there and the people say, hey, my friend, talk to him and go with them because you're going to have a good time. So when I was walking down the street, some guy came up and started talking to me and offered me cigars. And so we go wandering down the streets into back alleys.
You are a guy after my own heart.
Into a courtyard, into a room, behind a sheet, kind of a door, and there's a whole array of cigars back there. And it was exciting to be there because you don't know what's going to happen. Is this going to turn south? But it was just great. One of the evenings when we were in Havana, we went to a place called it's Fabricas de Artes, and it is an old factory that was turned into an art installation. And there are three or four stories of art galleries, and then inside there are open courtyards where they have movies, music, bands, bars. Some buddies and I on the trip, took one of the cabs, drove over. We get in line, and there's a long line, everybody in their 20s and us in our upper 50s and me in my mid 60s. So we go up to the front of the line, and there are these, bouncer types that could be in anywhere. They've got a metal detector, and they're wanding everybody down. When we walk up, they just waved us through like we're toothless. It was funny. And so you go inside, and they give you a little card. And when you order drinks, they write the drink on the card, and then you pay on the way out. And if you lose your card, they charge you for a full card full of drinks. So we didn't lose
that.
You
kept your cards. Were the other people in line tourists or locals?
No, they were all local.
Locals.
All young Cubans. And that was the thing I didn't expect. I thought it would be filled with American tourists. It was filled with Cubans. There were some tourists there.
But it wasn't a tourist joint.
No, it was the local Cuban hotspot. And of course, we left before midnight, and the place was just barely getting going. I mean, it was so.
We just can't party like we used to.
No. Okay. And it doesn't look good either.
Well, who cares? What evidence did you see of the Soviet occupation?
There were interesting signs. Most of the cars that we saw were old American cars, Ramblers, Dodge, Chrysler. But there were a handful of Russian cars that remained. And the other thing that was interesting was the Russian-Cuban names. There's an artist in the town of Cienfuegos that was Vladimir Rodriguez. There was another taxi driver whose first name was Yuri. And when we were driving, we went to Hemingway's house out in the country. And on the way back, the Cuban state tour guide said, well, we're going to have an opportunity to drive by, and you can see some of the beautiful Russian architecture that was left for us to enjoy after they left. And we drive in, and it looked like something out of Chernobyl, these big ugly block structures.
Was he being sarcastic?
She was being very sarcastic.
Well, I was going to ask you what the Cuban attitude is towards the Russian occupation. Does that kind of sum it up?
Well, no. The Russians kept Cuba afloat.
Yeah.
And when the Russians left after the fall of the wall and the collapse of the Soviet Union, there was a profound effect on Cuba. there were rolling blackouts for many, many months and years. People's food supplies dropped significantly because Russia was subsidizing Cuba. And when they left, the guide said, I went to bed, I woke up, and it was a different place. Fidel called it a special time. He said, it's like we're in war, but we are not. There's no actual war. She said it had a strangely positive effect, because if you knew you were going to be blacked out and there was a TV show, a telenovela that you wanted to see, you would go into another neighborhood and you would either be with a friend or you would stand outside in the streets looking in through the windows, and the people just accepted it.
Business as usual.
Yes, because they knew they would be in the same situation.
Did you pick up how people in general or specifically view Fidel Castro?
You know, I'd be hard-pressed to really sum that up. In my opinion, Fidel remains a revolutionary. After the Obama visit, he fired down on the U.S. and Obama from his perch as elder statesman, no longer in charge of the government. So I think he is a committed communist, socialist revolutionary, and he wants what's best for Cuba. It's my impression that the Cuban people are ready to move on. They respect what he did, but I think he's a 90-year-old man.
And they'd welcome a little cash flow.
Yes.
Was there anything that you sort of went, ooh, I wish I hadn't seen that, or I wish that hadn't happened?
You know, what I wish I didn't see were as many tour boats as were coming. And I hate to be selfish and snobby, but the tour boats make it easy for people to get places. And sometimes the best places to get to take a little bit of extra effort to get there. Now, the tour boats are very good for Cuba in that they don't have the infrastructure, the housing, and the other support services that all of these tourists need. So a tour boat brings that. So if they can manage it, it'll be fine. But there are going to be many, many more North Americans in Old Havana than there were 5 years ago.
Your eyes kind of sparkle when you talk about this. Am I reading that accurately? It was fun?
Yes, it was a fun trip. Going someplace that you never thought you would be in your life is just an exciting experience. I can remember, Susan and I were able to stand on the Leaning Tower of Pisa and say, oh my goodness, I never imagined that I would be here. And the same is true in the Malecón, which is the walkway along the ocean in Havana. And just walking up and down these streets and just seeing things that you never thought you'd see.
You'll find pictures of old Cuban cars and other visual delights on the Spark page at WMRA.org.